Most plants grow buds, flower, or lie dormant at specific times of year. What triggers these seasonal changes? Temperature and rainfall often play a role, but the most important factor to many plants is the length of the day. At least that's what biologists thought until the 1940s, when the whole concept of day length sensitivity in plants was turned upside down. Experiments showed that plants that seem to flower in response to day length actually respond to night length. In other words, what prompts irises to bloom in summer in North America isn't longer sunny days, but shorter nights. Here's how biologists figured out how important nightlife can be to plants. They started with a cocklebur plant, which flowers when days are short. Midway through the day, the biologists exposed the plants to a brief period of complete darkness. What effect did this have on flowering? Absolutely none. Next, for several nights, in the middle of the night, they exposed the plants to a brief period of light. To the biologist's surprise, this brief interruption of the darkness inhibited flowering. Clearly, it was the long period of darkness and not the short period of light that caused flowering. Although plants are sensitive to the nighttime part of the light and dark cycle, biologists and gardeners often still refer to plants as day-length sensitive. For example, poinsettias are called short day plants because they flower in winter. But a stickler for accuracy might call poinsettias long night plants because what prompts their flowering isn't the short days of winter, but the long nights.